I saw a bow about 60 yards away.
You let your dog off leash.
A wandering pet finds trouble.
I saw Mr. DeSeo kick at my dog.
His dog bit you, and your dog was seriously injured.
This furry family member is lucky to be alive.
You weren't a good mother.
No, he was an irresponsible dog owner. He has an aggressive dog.
It's much easier to blame somebody else than it is to blame yourself.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Holly Chiancola is suing Anthony D'Esso for vet bills after his dog attacked her Yorkie on the beach.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 552 on the calendar in the matter of Chiancola versus D'Esso.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Ms. Chiancola, would you describe to me, please, the kind of area this is? Is it a beach area or is it a camping area where you were with your dog on February, I think, 21st?
It was July 21st.
July 21st.
It was a public beach called Wingersheek Beach.
Okay. And do you go there and stay over or do you...
No.
You just spend the day?
You go there. It's a certain area of the beach that you really access by boat. And it's for residents. It's a beautiful spot. And
good. So you went there and you took your dog with you.
Mm-hmm.
And your dog was off. Give the dog to her. You need the dog. Cute little dog. When you were there, you let your dog off leash. And the dog went over to where the defendant was. Were you there with family? Were you there with...
Friends, Your Honor.
And you have a larger dog?
Yes.
Now, the plaintiff didn't see what happened because her dog was out of her sight.
Correct, Your Honor.
That's not correct.
I got the impression from reading your complaint that at the time that your dog was bitten, you didn't see it.
I did see it.
Okay. Now you can tell me what you saw.
Okay.
The dog is off leash. Your dog is off leash and went
dog
where?
Dog is off leash, which is allowed. I was sitting on a beach chair. He started, you know, running around the beach.
Who did?
Bo.
Your dog.
The dog did. He ran probably about 60 yards away, so I got up.
60.
Yep, I could see him. But I got up to walk over to see where he was, what was going on over there. It was a Friday, so it wasn't as busy
just
as usual.
Just tell me what you saw.
I saw Bo over there. I saw Guido.
Over where?
About 60 yards away from where our boat was anchored and my beach chair was. So I walked over. He was fine. I checked him. I looked around. Everything seemed perfectly fine, perfectly safe. I went back to my chair. I would keep looking over at him.
Now, just a second. You walk back to your chair, which means your back is towards the dog.
Correct.
Go ahead.
As I'm walking,
go
back
ahead.
To my chair.
60 yards away.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
All of a sudden, I heard, "Get out of here." And I looked and I saw...
Just a second. So you didn't see, you heard, "Get out of here."
And I turned.
And you turned? You turned around and...
No, I was sitting at my chair.
You just told me you turned around. You heard, "Get out of here," and you turned your head. That's what you just did. That's
correct.
What you just did. So
yes.
You heard, "Get out of here," you turned your head, and...
I saw Mr. DeSeo kick at my dog, and when he put his leg out to kick at my dog, his dog jumped over a water bowl and bit my dog. I screamed, "Bo." My dog had already started running towards me.
Okay, so what you're telling me is, because what he's going to tell me is, which I read his, so some 60 yards away, and 60 yards is a substantial distance. 60 yards away, you heard him yell, "Get out of here." And what you said was, attempt to kick your dog, and your dog jumped over a water bowl.
Not my dog.
His dog.
His dog.
Dog jumped over a water bowl. That's what he says. He says your dog was where he was, I assume with his friends, and your puppies, sweet as the dog is, went over to try to take a drink out of his dog's water bowl.
It was not his dog's water bowl. It was a water bowl someone had put there for all the dogs.
Just a second. How far were you sitting away from the water bowl?
Within 10 feet.
Okay, and you're 60 yards away.
Well, I don't have an exact measurement. I'm guessing.
That's 60 yards away. That's a substantial distance away. And his dog bit yours. And your dog was seriously injured. And you want him to pay $4,000 for the bills. You have to have a better case. You have both dogs, two dogs. You have two dogs off leash. You have your dog basically in his territory. Not
no,
where you are.
No.
Not, Well, you say no. I say if you're 60 yards away and he's 10 feet away, then your dog is in his area. If you're 60 yards away and he's 10 feet away from the dog bowl and he was close enough to what you say, try to kick your dog, then he's closer than you're 60 yards away.
Oh,
so your dog is 60 yards away from you, out of your control, and when a dog is out of... Don't put your hand up. I'm hearing what I'm hearing. I have a dog that size inside. I would not let my dogs be 60 yards away from me at all if there were other dogs around.
Well, I'm estimating the distance. I had a complete visual of him. He could hear me. I could see him at all times.
Do you know I don't believe you? I think that you think that. But when you went over to him to check out where he was, you turned around and were walking back to where your boat was and your beach chair. That means your back was towards the dog. If my dog was 60 yards away from me, I would pick up my dog and bring my dog within 10 feet of me. My dog can stay within 10 feet of me. But if you're in an area where dogs are allowed off leash and you have a little tiny dog like I have back there, I wouldn't let my dog be 60 yards away from me when there are other dogs, sometimes big ones. Because you never know what's going to happen. You think it's his fault. It's not his fault. It's your fault. You weren't a good mother.
I'll tell you why it's his fault.
You weren't a good mother.
No. He was an irresponsible dog owner. He has an aggressive dog. His dog attacked a man just several months prior to attacking my dog. His dog, I don't have proof, but I was told also...
No. If you don't have proof...
All right.
Listen to me.
Okay.
If you don't have proof, it doesn't exist.
I understand.
This is a court.
Okay.
This is a court. And what I'm telling you is, legally... You don't have a case against him. You assume the risk when you let your dog off leash and out of your control that something might happen. Listen to me carefully. If I had a 3-year-old child, I wouldn't let my 3-year-old child be 60 yards away from me and turn my back on that 3-year-old child to walk back to my boat and back to my beach chair. I would say, you know what? I want to be able to see you. I want to be able to touch you because there are a lot of people here that come with all kinds of dogs, big dogs, small dogs. So I'm going to be a responsible parent. I'm going to be a responsible parent and keep you close to me so that you're within my control. Now, I know that it's very difficult because your dog was injured and a great deal of pain and had to have surgeries and you had very expensive bills. And it's much easier to blame somebody else than it is to blame yourself. It's much easier to say it's his fault because his dog was aggressive. The truth of the matter is your dog wouldn't have had any interaction with his dog at all that day if you kept your dog within your control. That's your responsibility.
It is my responsibility.
That's right.
I do take responsibility. My dog wears a life jacket on the boat. If it's busy...
I'm telling you, what you're doing now is telling me about something that is totally irrelevant to this case, that your dog wears a life jacket, put your hand down, wears a life jacket on the boat. Because you can't tell me anything different from what she just told me. She told me what she witnessed. She told me where she was. She told me that the dog was off leash. She told me that the dog was outside of her control. She told me that the dog was closer.
I did not tell you the dog was out of my control.
Was out of your control. When you turned your back on that dog, when it was according to you, you checked on it, and it was 60 yards away and walked back to the boat, back to the beach chair. It was not within your control and you couldn't see it, him or her.
The purpose of having a beach without a leash is so the dogs can roam and run and play.
I'm telling you, I have a dog back there that I would not let 60 yards away from me when I knew that there were other dogs in the area.
But that's not illegal.
I didn't say it was illegal.
Okay.
I said he's not responsible. Didn't say it was illegal, madam. You're not following what I'm saying.
You're saying I was irresponsible dog owner.
No, what I'm saying to you is he's not negligent. And just because his dog bit you doesn't mean he's responsible.
Well, he is negligent because he has a vicious dog. His dog has attacked other people. I had to go to dog court with the chief of police and the dog officers. His dog needs to be leashed at all times, muzzled when he leaves his property. He knew he
just
had an aggressive dog.
Just 1 second. If what you're telling me, Ms. Chiancola, if what you're telling me is that prior to July 21st, 2017, he was under a court order to have his dog leashed and muzzled at all times, then I'll entertain your case. Just listen to me carefully.
Okay.
If you can show me that prior to the date of this incident, he was under a direction by a magistrate, by a local authority to keep his dog muzzled and leashed at all times when out with him, then you have a case.
I have documents here, but
just a second. Do you or don't you?
Not prior.
That's all I'm interested
in. But the bite was prior.
Just a second. That's all I'm interested in.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
One dog tries to go into another dog's food dish, there's a fight. One dog tries to go and get into a water dish that a big dog thinks is theirs, and you're supposed
to be...
don't
do that on a public beach. You don't do that.
Oh, my goodness.
And later today...
Mr. Roman, did you ever go to Six Flags?
Not since I was like 13 years old.
How old are you now?
22.
Well, that's what he
thinks. Did you go? I believe him.
He was forced into
passes. I believe that he didn't go.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Holly Ciancola says a dog owned by Anthony D'Esso attacked her Yorkie on the beach.
Now, what you have to do as the owner of a small dog is be a good mother. And if you're at a dog park, if you're at a beach, if you're at a playground, and everybody is allowed to keep their dogs off leash, because that's what you told me. And if you have a small dog and you take your boat there and there are other people with larger dogs, if you have a small dog that can get hurt, I would keep my dog close to me. Now, you chose not to do that and your dog was injured. And I'm saying it to you one last time. It's much easier to blame somebody else for an injury that happens to your little dog or your little child. If a dog bites your little child, because you weren't watching carefully enough, that's your fault. The child suffers. But that's your fault because you weren't diligent enough. And what I'm telling you is, you weren't diligent enough with your dog, and it may have gotten away with it. It may have been okay. But the dog came across a dog that was territorial, perhaps.
Correct.
Perhaps larger, perhaps wanted a drink more than your dog wanted a drink, and was territorial about a bowl that it shouldn't have been territorial about. All possibilities, none of which would have made any difference if you kept your dog within 10 feet of you, not 60 yards. You have no case.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You have no case. I'm telling you, you have no case.
Legally, my dog can be off leash. The law doesn't say I have to keep my dog within 10 feet. If it's busy...
Listen to me carefully. The law doesn't say that for him either.
He admitted it was his fault.
Listen, you shout out again, you're gone. On July 21st, his dog was allowed to be off leash. On July 21st, his dog did not have to be muzzled. His dog had the same rights as yours.
That's right.
That's absolutely right. And your dog went over there, and dogs are dogs. One dog tries to go into another dog's food dish, there's a fight. One dog tries to go and get into a water dish that a big dog thinks is theirs, and you're
supposed
to be...
And you don't do that on a public beach. You don't do that.
Oh, my goodness. Case is dismissed. We're done.
Thank you, Judge.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
He has an aggressive dog.
I'm always aware of where he is, what he's doing.
It was horrible. There's blood everywhere. It was awful.
He didn't actually attack the dog. He had nipped him.
This dog has ruined it for a lot of people who have well-behaved dogs.
Well, I feel terrible about the situation, of course.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Roman versus Perez. Step forward.
22-year-old Nick Roman is suing his cousin, Joe Marie Perez, for the cost of Six Flags season tickets and for damaging his credit.
Mr. Roman, the defendant is your cousin. She has two children, and according to you, she owes you the balance of tickets that you allowed her to purchase on your credit card for Six Flags for herself and her two children. Ms. Perez's defense is that she paid for her share of the tickets. You bought a ticket for yourself, and she doesn't owe you any money. When, Ms. Perez, did you purchase these tickets for you and your children?
June 12th.
And you asked Mr. Roman if you could use his credit card?
Yes.
Because you don't have one?
Yes.
And how much is an adult ticket for Six Flags?
Each is $140.
And how old are your children?
My children is 12 and 9.
Do they also have to pay $140?
Yes, with the food passes too.
$140 including food passes. Now,
yes.
What is a food pass?
You got three meals. When you buy the season passes, you got three meals for each person that got the season pass.
Three meals in total?
No, three. So each season pass has three meals.
Okay. But a season pass means that you can go 365 days a year if you want to.
So yes, you get 365 meals for every time you go to Six Flags, three times a day, each season pass, daily. If you go today, you get three meals.
That's what I'm trying to understand. So you can go 365 days and eat three meals a day for all three people.
Yes, ma'am.
From the pass.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct?
Yeah. I have no idea.
I have no idea. Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Unless what you're suggesting is your cousin who did you a favor also did somebody else a favor and gave them the debit card to use for Six Flags, this is your balance, $687.
Well, I paid $445.
You didn't pay enough.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Nick Roman says his cousin, Joe Marie Perez, never paid in full for season passes to Six Flags. Nick claims her delinquency damaged his credit.
Now, so her ticket, if her tickets are $140 each, according to this machine, it's $420. Did you buy a ticket as well?
Absolutely not.
Not for yourself, not for anybody else?
Not for anybody.
He's wrong. He agreed of having a ticket with me. So it was four people, me and him.
You purchased the tickets. Do you want to show me where?
Yes, it was four season passes.
Let me see.
I don't have them with me.
You purchased the tickets, though, using his card.
Yes.
Do you have the receipt from your credit card company which shows?
I have bank statements.
How many passes were purchased?
Yes.
I just want to see how many passes. Just make a circle so I don't have to look.
They're all highlighted for each month.
Well, you didn't buy them all at one time.
No, ma'am. It was payment plans each month.
I see.
I couldn't afford.
Mr. Roman, did you ever go to Six Flags?
Yeah, since I was like 13 years old.
How old are you now?
22.
I want you to look at all of these charges. He never went to Six Flags. All of those charges are yours.
Yes, three just charges.
Just take a look at the charges. It's highlighted in green. You don't have to study it. Are those all the charges, sir?
Those are all the charges.
That comes up to $445, Mr. Roman.
Yes, ma'am.
And?
And the complete amount in total, because that's what she paid me. That's everything that she paid me so far.
No,
$445.
I want to see what the tickets cost.
The tickets cost $1,132.
Mr. Roman.
I don't have a receipt exactly from Six Flags because it was just my billing card on there, you know.
Well,
I didn't have any information from Six Flags themselves.
Mr. Roman, I can't do this case without some information. Do you have a statement from anybody that tried to collect any additional money for you?
I do.
I'd like to see it.
Associated Credit Services.
I'd like to see it.
Here you are. The 687 is the remaining balance from, if you add the 445, that was all the season passes all together.
Was this the first notice that you received from them, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
You would have gotten something else before that she owed money.
I didn't get anything from.
I did pay him.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Go ahead.
I paid him $445.
I know, but Six Flags, listen to me, Six Flags filed a claim against him for the balance of $687.69. He didn't go to Six Flags.
Well, that's what he
said. I believe him. I believe him. I believe that he didn't go. And unless what you're suggesting is your cousin who did you a favor also did somebody else a favor and gave them the debit card to use for Six Flags, this is your balance.
$687.
Well, I paid $445.
You didn't pay enough. Then you didn't pay enough. Does she have a boyfriend?
I believe so.
I'm a single mother.
That's not what I asked him.
No boyfriend.
I asked him if you had a boyfriend. Did she have the use of your debit card in order to buy tickets for Six Flags?
Yes, she did.
That's what she owes you, $687.69. We're done.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I said, do not do anything until you hear from me.
But there was no stopping this eager gardener.
I happened to look out and I said, oh my God, he's cut the trees down.
Judge Judy.
It's unfortunate that I had to do this to family, but, you know, business is business.
She's trying to scam me.
You got
to
do what you got to do.
I was paying him every month, but I guess I wasn't.
She just stopped making payments.
There was proof of it that I did pay.
No more free rides for anybody. Anybody.
It's time to buy my own tickets.
I slammed on my brakes, my car jerked, and I proceeded to go into the parking spot.
One driver doesn't believe another.
This man comes running out, pissing at me, screaming at me, saying I hit his car. I go, sir, I did not hit your car.
The plaintiff has a video.
Will she only see what she wants?
There's her car. You can see the impact to my car.
So you hit his car.
No, I did not hit his car.
Okay, let's watch it again. I want you to walk right up there.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Matthew Angeleri is suing motorist Stacy Griffall for backing into his car.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 501 on the calendar in the matter of Angeleri versus Griffall.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Party has been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Mr. Angeleri, it is your claim that the defendant hit your parked car.
That's correct.
Defendant says, I didn't hit the car, I stopped short of hitting the car, and she has a counterclaim. Her counterclaim is that you said to her when you went out to see the damage to your car, you held her until the police arrived because she was about to leave. And she said, I'm not sticking around, and you, in effect, falsely imprisoned her until the police arrived. Let's start with you, Ms. Griffall. You were driving on what date?
I don't know what date it is, ma'am.
You don't know what date it is?
No,
well,
ma'am, the date was...
I didn't ask you anything.
Yes.
I don't know.
I asked her.
I don't know what the date was.
Okay. The date was January 19th.
Okay.
It was 7 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Was it dark or light on January 19th?
It was dark.
Where were you going?
I was going to the surplus store.
Speak up. I can't
I was going to the surplus store.
And is that next to a pizzeria?
Yes, it is.
What kind of car were you driving?
I was driving a Chevy Tracker. It's a little Jeep, like...
How old?
2002.
Who owns the car?
I do.
Is it insured?
Yes, it is.
Was it insured in January of 2018?
It was, but, my insurance had overlapsed. But
a second. Did you have insurance?
No, I did not.
That's the answer. No, I did not. Not. It was in the mail, and they didn't open up the mail, and somebody forgot the mail. The answer is...
No, I did not.
You didn't have insurance.
No, I did not.
So you're on the way to the surplus store, and I have to tell you something. You see, when that monitor is up there, I always know that somebody has something for me to watch, because that monitor is not there all the time. And since you have nothing on your end of the table, the plaintiff on his side of the table has a video. And he looks like a reasonably intelligent man, and he looks as if he's not going to play me a circus video, that it's somehow relevant to this case, which means that there are security cameras outside, which means that something captured what happened with his car. Do you get it?
Yes, I get it.
So now you're starting out with two strikes against you. First, you didn't have insurance, and then when I asked you a question, my insurance overlapped. That's a second excuse. So I want you to tell me what happened at 7 o'clock in the evening when you were going to the surplus store.
I was looking for parking. I noticed the car was leaving its parking space, so I stopped, proceeded to let him leave the parking spot. I had to back up to get into the parking, the driveway, the entrance of the parking spot.
Very slowly.
Okay.
You pull up. Somebody's getting out of a parking space.
Correct.
You backed up so that they could exit the parking space. And then you had to parallel park.
Correct.
Is that what you're telling me? Don't shake your head. Stand there like a statue. Do you understand?
I understand.
Perfect. So now you have to parallel park in order to get into that spot. Right?
No, that's not correct.
So you let the person out of the parking spot.
Correct.
You had to move back to let them out because you wouldn't go in front. That means they'd have to go around you.
Right.
Right? So a normal driver would say, there's a spot. Getting out, I'll pull back.
Right. I pulled back, and I noticed his car was behind me. I put on the brakes, and my car jerked.
His car was behind you?
In the street. He was in the street. and I was pulling into the parking lot. See, he was in the street, and I was going into the establishment, which is on the right of me. And so I backed up. I noticed his car was behind me. I slammed on my brakes. My car jerked, you know, and I proceeded to go into the parking spot. And all of a sudden, I'm getting out of the car to go into the establishment, and this man comes running out, cussing at me, screaming at me, saying I hit his car. I said, sir, there's no way I could hit your car. I know I did not hit your car, sir. I did not. And so we walked away. He walked away to his car, and he proceeded to look at the front of his car, and he sees this little dent in there. He goes, this looks like it's a new little dent. And I go, sir, I did not hit your car. And so he walks to the side of the car, and he goes, oh, my God. He starts acting out that I had made this big dent in his car. And I said, there's no way I could hit your car and made that dent without me knowing it. I did not hit your car, sir. I don't know what you're talking about. So I was going to argue with him, so I proceeded to go in the establishment, and he grabbed my arm, and he held me there and stayed behind my car so I couldn't leave. He held me there until the officers came. When the officers came, he, you know, released me, and then I proceeded to, you know, tell them my story, say the story.
Did you give them your insurance?
No, because I did not have it on me.
Did you get a ticket for not having insurance?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Did you pay it?
Yes, I did. I went to the court. No, I didn't. I didn't have. Okay.
Because
I went to court, showed the judge I had my license now and my insurance. He gave me a fine.
Because you, just a second. He gave you a fine because he didn't like you?
No, for the court fees. For the court fees. He gave me a fine for the court fees.
You do understand that when you lie, your mouth gets dry. You do understand that. When you lie, your mouth gets dry. Can I see the video, please?
Absolutely, Your Honor. Your Honor, when the video plays, if you'll pay attention to the top center part of the screen, you could just see my car in the edge of the frame. There's her car. You can see the impact to my car. Headlights and the license plate moves as she pulls in. She was actually reversing up an active lane in the street. She's reversing against traffic. She probably didn't see us because her car was full of trash.
Just a second.
There she is, grabbing my arm as I'm telling her I'm going to call the cops. Take a picture of her face. She's flipping out because I think she's going to bounce. And she's waddling back to her car.
Listen to me. I don't need your assistance in looking at a video.
I'm just trying to keep my distance at this point, Your Honor.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's play it again. Watch it carefully, Ms. Grifol. See his car move? Did you see his car move?
Yes,
you
want
to watch it again? Okay.
Yes.
So you hit his car.
Apparently from this video.
You hit his car.
No, I did not hit his car.
Okay, let's watch it again. Okay. I want you to walk right up there.
Right.
Walk right up. So you can, I can see it from here.
I can see
younger
from here.
Than you are.
I can
well,
see
I could see that you hit his car unless some angel went and moved his car.
Okay.
See his car move?
I see that. Yes, I do.
Good. Very good. Now you can go back. And I see an estimate for the damage to the car.
Please. Absolutely, Your Honor.
Photographs first.
Here, sir.
Photographs.
But the way that the damage was done, there's no way I could have done that damage because I backed up straight back.
No,
his damage is done on the side of the car.
Listen to me carefully. I saw the way you hit him. You hit him on the bumper.
Correct. That's all I did was hit him on the bumper. He's standing. The dent is on the left side of the car.
Just a second. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not stupid.
No, I know.
You hit him. On his bumper.
Correct.
Ma'am, she actually hit me on the passenger, or excuse me, on the driver's side fender. The impact from her right rear bumper left two marks in the side of the car that are exactly the same color and the same positioning on her car. I have better photos on my phone if they're hard to see.
I'd like to see them.
Surely. Here, sir.
Would you play that for me again, please?
You can actually still see both my headlights.
Okay, so what you're telling me is you can see both your headlights at the time of the impact.
Correct.
Which means she hit you
she hit
on,
the
on the side.
Side.
I'll look with that in mind.
Absolutely, ma'am.
I see what you mean. I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
It's pretty obvious, Your Honor, if she hit the car.
Okay. What kind of car is this?
It's a Mazda Miata. It's my girlfriend's first car. I bought it for her. We moved from the East Coast. She's from the five
TMI.
Boroughs. Yep.
What? What's the matter?
TMI.
going to cost him $4,200 to fix his car. That you're going to pay for no insurance?
I had insurance, yes.
Did you use your insurance?
My insurance was liability only, ma'am.
Okay.
Ma'am,
now we're going to deal with...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Now we're going to deal with your counterclaim.
Yes.
I read your answer, and in your answer you said, I did not hit his car and therefore was leaving to go into the store to do my shopping. Well, you did hit his car, and therefore, by leaving the scene of an accident, depending upon the cost of the repair, it could either be a misdemeanor or a felony, right?
Correct.
And I believe that the victim of that, either misdemeanor or felony, has a right to hold you until the police arrive. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Great.
Not physically, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Honor,
just a second.
I didn't know
just a second. Yes, they do. Let us assume, who is this person?
This is my boyfriend.
This is your boyfriend. Let's put your hand down. I didn't ask you anything.
Sorry.
Let's assume you're walking with your boyfriend, and some kid comes up from behind and grabs the necklace that you're wearing and starts to run. And your boyfriend grabs the kid by the neck. And while he's holding the kid, you call 911 and say, I was just robbed. My boyfriend is holding the person who just robbed me. You think he has a right to do that?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Because he witnessed a crime being committed.
Correct.
Right. And the perpetrator of that crime was fleeing.
Right.
You were fleeing the scene of an accident that you caused. The victim of that crime, the owner of the car, has a right to hold you until the police arrive so that you don't disappear. Got it?
Got it.
Your counterclaim is dismissed. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $4,200. Would you remove him, please? Thank you.
Sure. Everybody can go.
There's no way I could have done the damage on the side of the car.
Judge Judy really hit the nail on the head. The woman is a degenerate.
Nothing to do with me. I have insurance.
I had no license, no insurance. Lied to me, lied to the cops.
Because I wasn't going to argue with the man because I didn't hit him on the side of the car.
My Bubby always told me, you got to watch out for people like this. So I did.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Gack versus Heron. Step forward.
Ashley Gack is suing her former friend, Cheyenne Heron, for money loaned, a phone bill, and for the value of the phone.
Ms. Gack, you and the defendant had been friends for a long time. It is your claim that she owes you some money for a small loan. She owes you money for a telephone and for an early termination fee or something on the phone. I hate telephone cases.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Do you remember what she said to you after she paid the bill?
She said that she had paid the insurance bill.
And?
I said I appreciate it, and I thanked her.
It's not what you said in your answer.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? I'm going to tell you what I mean.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Ashley Gack says she helped former friend Cheyenne Heron when she was down on her luck. She claims Cheyenne has yet to pay her back.
Okay. First, tell me when and why the loan.
She fell under financial hardship.
When?
Back in December, and she couldn't pay her...
December of last year?
Yes.
Tell me the circumstances of her asking you for money.
She couldn't pay her car insurance plan, or not the plan, but the last payment because of a car accident that had happened.
Did she communicate it to you by phone or in person?
No, we were driving in my car.
What did she say to you, and what did you say to her?
She just said that she couldn't afford to pay the last payment. She didn't know how she was going to, you know, pay all her bills. So I said that I had extra that I could spare as long as she paid me back.
How much did you give her?
$160.
Did she give you $160, Miss Heron?
No, she did not.
What did she give you?
Nothing. She went and paid the car insurance on her own.
Okay. So you gave her the information as to how to pay it?
She knew where...
Don't tell me what she knew.
No.
I have a best friend. I wouldn't know where her insurance carrier is. I wouldn't know where to go to pay an insurance bill for her. I wouldn't know where her doctor is. I wouldn't know what her bank is. And she and I have been best friends for 65 years. So don't tell me what she knew.
Well, when I was in California for the car accident she mentioned, I had called her then in March and asked her to pay it and told her where it was.
So in March of... last year.
But she did not do it then.
So in
that's
March,
how she knew where I had car insurance from.
So in March of last year, you told her where to pay your insurance. Now she says that you're driving in the car and you told her you didn't have money to pay for this last insurance premium. You acknowledge that in your answer. You acknowledge
yes.
That she paid it in your answer.
But I did not ask her.
Do you remember what she said to you after she paid the bill?
She said that she had paid the insurance bill.
And what did you say to her?
I said I appreciate it, and I thanked her.
It's not what you said in your answer.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? I'm going to tell you what I mean.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you were the fact finder, what would you assume that you, as the writer of that, believed you owed her? I'm asking you a question. Don't stand there and look gorgeous. Just answer my question.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Ashley Gack says she helped former friend Cheyenne Heron when she was down on her luck. She claims Cheyenne has yet to pay her back.
Okay, I was playing catch-up for many months, and in December I was upset because I needed to pay the insurance company and didn't have the money. Ashley said she would pay the bill for me as my Christmas present.
That was discussed later.
Well, tell me about that discussion. She told you. Let me hear what you... I'm telling you what you told me a moment ago, so I'm just going to make the thread straight.
Okay.
You said you didn't have the money to pay your insurance bill. She took it upon herself to go and pay it because she had the information from the previous March when you had discussed her paying an insurance premium for you. And I asked you what you said to her when she told you that she had paid it, and you said, I said thank you.
Correct.
Now tell me about Christmas present.
I had texted her and told her I got her Christmas gift, and then she texted me back saying that she felt bad because she didn't know what to get me, and I told her that she didn't have to get me anything because she had done that.
I would really like to see the texts.
I can't, because I no longer have that phone, and it's her plan.
Your Honor, I have evidence of it.
Can I see it, please?
Yes.
Show this to the defendant, please.
Okay.
Well, that certainly suggests to me that you owe her money.
This was before Christmas.
Read the last line.
Yeah, for the monthly phone bill?
No, I'm talking about the 160 plus the 160. Doesn't it say towards the bottom part of that text? Plus the 160.
Yes.
Great. Now, holding on and looking at that, if you were me, and I'm the fact finder in this case, how much do you think I would think you owe her based upon that?
Well, based upon this.
Based upon that. Before you react, look at it and tell me, if you were the fact finder, what would you assume that you, as the writer of that, believed you owed her? Phone plan. I'm asking you a question. Don't stand there and look gorgeous. Just answer my question. Tell me, it says you owe her.
Yes, based money. On this.
How much money, other than the 160, does it look like you acknowledge that you owe her? You say to her, please figure out everything that I owe you. And you list a few things, right?
Yes.
Yes. What do you list that you owe her? You.
The phone bill when I...
Phone bill. Okay, and how many months of a phone bill does it look to you from that you owe her?
Well, according to this, I paid her part of it when I got back from California. And then I was asking her how much I still owed her.
How much did you think, based upon that you owed her for the phone and the
100?
Phone plan?
It says for the phone bill... I thought I still owed her $100.
Great. What else?
And then the 160.
160. And what about the phone?
The phone was never...
Phone was never an issue?
No.
Okay, great. So far you owe $260, according to you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
She's supposed to pay you $100 a month for the phone?
Yes.
That was your agreement, because that's what it says in there. You acknowledge that in there.
The agreement changed.
You acknowledge. Sure. You pick pick something up in writing and show me where the agreement changed. Of course not.
Because only she can.
Of course not. Okay. How many months delinquent was she with the phone?
About seven months.
Not about.
Since August.
Well, then what you have to do is take the phone away before December. Do you understand?
Yes.
Because that sounds like forgiveness.
Yes.
Okay, great. 260. What else?
It was the phone bill since August, which is what I wanted. The
260.
Yes.
We're done. Thank you.
Yes.
What is our excuse? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. A realtor's rental scheme leaves him in debt.
So you moved in a tenant who was living there for free.
There's a reason for that.
I'm listening. I'm all ears.
Next Judge Judy.
I still don't feel like I owe her anything. It's very unfortunate. I never expected it. She didn't know what to get me for Christmas, and I told her don't worry about it because of everything she has helped me with. It's my best friend. As being my best friend since kindergarten. It hurts.